Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Lovely Laura's Lair, live here broadcasting from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. It's time to start our interview with our special guest today. We have bass player Eve Compion from the French band, who has their seventh studio album out now. It's called Insurrection, and the band's called Nightmare. So we're going to find out about these guys. You just listened to one of their cool tunes right off of the brand new album, Eternal Winter. And let's welcome Eve Compion to the show. Hey, Eve, what's going on?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's so great to have you on the show, man. I love your band.
Thank you very much.
So you guys have been around for 30 years. I can't believe that. This is like your seventh album out now. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so let's go back in time a little bit. Can you remember back that far? Can you tell us how you guys like first got started with the band Nightmare?
I remember some highlights, of course. One of the first shows was supporting the Flippers in March 83. That was a kind of springboard for us. We had then signed to a British cult label, Heavenly Records, that was putting on at that time. We released on this album, on this label, Waiting for the Twilight, first debut album in 84, and Power of the Universe in 85. And then we made lots of concerts and stuff, but we changed lineups, and then we disbanded in 88, if I remember right. And then we had a stop for 12 years on a reunion show in 99 in Armton, in Grenoble, in France. And from this reunion show, we started a new career and signed to new label and made all these albums and tours and stuff. Until then, it's going to be a long story if I say all the,
right.
the stuff, but it's basically what happened to the band until now.
So did you tell me that you guys actually stopped for 12 years? Is that what you said?
We stopped. We disbanded in 88, and we stopped our career for 12 years. And we were back in 1989, yeah.
So what did you guys do in the meantime when you weren't playing music? What were you guys doing?
Some of us stopped a little music, but most of the actual, not actual because the only member from that time was Joe, the singer. He was a singer at that time when we stopped. It was drummer before, but he started to be a singer, which was good when we see the results now. And he had a career with a band called Temple during all these years. And me, I was in Canada for 3 years, and I didn't play that much music, but I played in cover bands and stuff like that for that year. We all keep an eye on music, not music business, but keep playing music.
Right. What cover band did you play?
Oh, it was different band to play. Iron Maiden cover and Pretty Maid cover was a band called Urgent. Was a funny band, but it was just for fun. It was nothing serious.
And so, what made you guys want to get back together after 12 years? Is there a new lineup? Are you the one of the founding members of the band? Have you always been in the band?
Yes, from the really, really beginning for the first time. I mean, the very, very first time was 79, but it was a student school band. It was not really an effective band at that time, but it was, we our first real show was the Def Leppard support in March 83. That was the real start of the band.
Right, right. I heard that you guys, like your first big break was when you guys opened up for Def Leppard at the Pyromania area. Is that true?
Yes, that's what I said. It was a real start for the band from this show, because from then we signed to Ebony Records, and that was the real first concert. We made some club concert before, but nothing interesting. But from this show, the tour was pretty packed, and it was our first appearance in a big venue, playing in front of 5,000 people, and it was we were really a young man at this time, so it was a kind of dream come true.
Yeah, awesome. It's great to have a break like that. So who's the official lineup, the members of the band now? Tell us who is in the band.
You're speaking about the current lineup?
Yes, the current lineup.
Yeah, the current lineup is, of course, it changed a lot since the first era. But the only survivors from that time is me on bass and Joe, the singer. He has his brother on drums, David. And we have two young guitar player, Frank, and guitars, and Jess on guitars. The current lineup for at the time.
Okay, so your band Nightmare, you guys have 7 albums out. I can't really compare your last albums to what you're playing right now, but I know what I'm hearing right now just sounds incredible. So do you think you guys are bringing something a little different to the table now than what you guys put out back then?
I mean, you mean about the music evolution?
Yeah, the music.
Yeah, we wanted to be much more riff-oriented that time for these albums. We were more focused on guitars and melodies. We made a little turn, a bit trash from the previous album, and we wanted to keep this power on the last one, but with more melodies. That was we were focused on that. That's why we changed producer also. We worked differently on the songwriting, and I think we are we are very happy about this album because it was really a goal that we wanted to achieve. About be oriented on this kind of music.
Mm-hmm. So would you consider you guys more metal or like power prog metal? What would you think? How would you consider your genre?
We don't like the tag stuff, but we say melodic power metal. It can fit. I like when we speak about melody. But in the same time, we want to keep the power of the heavy metal. Not we don't like AOR or stuff like that. But we want to keep on strong basic riffs and keep the melodies to the music. That's why we can say melody power metal will fit perfectly.
Very cool. So where are you at, Eve? Are you in France?
Yeah, we are in France, in Grenoble, south east France.
So where are you guys playing at around there? Are you playing a lot of shows around there, or are you guys going to other countries? What are you doing?
Yeah, we have played last weekend in Nantes, in France, with a very old band from the 80s, also Satan Jokers, a really cool guy.
Yeah.
And we play again with them next weekend in East France, in Colmar. And we have a couple of other shows that are booked, but not only in France. We have a festival in France, but we have some shows in Hungary. We have a festival in Hungary, in the Czech Republic, in Germany. The best is to keep an eye on our MySpace page, and we are updating all the time the new concerts. So we are also playing the Wacken Open Air in August, which is the biggest metal festival in the world, I would say. So that's a cool schedule that we still have, but we have more dates to come up. So I just advise the people that check the MySpace quite often to see. But we have we will have some shows until the fall of this year booked.
All right, very cool. And you guys, your new album is called Insurrection. What does that mean?
Insurrection is nothing that we are against us, but it's for us it's kind of not a revolution, but we didn't make a concept album. We made different topics speaking about different themes, we had a bit of rage on this album, and the title fits perfectly about the feeling that we had, but also, but I think it fits perfectly with the cover art of the Swedish artist that made the cover.
Right.
Olofsson, we made it. We didn't give him an advice. He just made it what he felt, and we thought, hey, this cover fits perfectly with the title, like Insurrection.
Right.
It was not something we did on purpose. It was something that came naturally when we saw the cover.
So what is that exactly on the cover? I can't figure out what that is.
It's a warrior in space with some space shifts, and he has a weapons of future. It's very futuristic. It's something. It fits with the title. Yeah, you can. If you see it, you will know what I mean.
Yeah, I saw it. I just wasn't exactly sure what it was. Very cool, very futuristic, like you said. All right, and I also noticed and read up that you guys did a bonus track on this new album, which is a cover by Crimson Glory. What made you guys want to do some Crimson Glory, and are they a big influence with you?
Yeah, that was something that we always been amazed, and we were. By the singing of Midnight, and we were really, really into the kind of songwriting they had. We are very, when we write lyrics and melodies, we are really influenced by this band, of course. And we didn't do it. We decided to do it before we heard about the sad news about the death of Midnight. It happened after we, and it came up to be a real tribute at this time. But we decided before we knew to make a cover. Now it's up to the label to release it in a special edition. They have an idea about doing something maybe very soon before the festivals. And of course, for us, it's also technically very, very hard for the singing to make a cover of Midnight. And I think when everybody will listen to it, they will probably be blown away because our singer, he really sings like Midnight on this song.
Very nice. Yeah, great band. Love Crimson Glory. All right, you guys, I think, also have a live DVD out. Where were you guys playing when y'all made this DVD?
We made this DVD in Hampton, in Grenoble, in the suburbs. And we made, of our hometown, we made it in 31 of October, in Halloween, for Halloween. And we will release it for Christmas. I think the label wants to release it for Christmas. It's going to be one CD with one DVD with the show, complete show, but it's also going to be on a disc number two, a complete documentary story of the whole band history with some backstage stuff and footage and many things. We're looking forward to have this finished, but it's a really, really long and hard job. I think we will start to work on it now, but it's going to be 6 months job to make it a nice product. And I think the label wants to release it just before Christmas of this year.
So it'll be available on Christmas?
Yeah, it will be available on Christmas this year.
What label are you guys working with right now? You were talking about your label. Are you still with Ebony?
No. Ebony is finished in the 80s, end of the 80s. We are on AFM Records from Germany, label of Doro, Udo. It's typical German big label. It's kind of major label for the power metal in heavy metal in Germany. I think it's for us it's a big step to have been on such a label because it opened the German market and they are really behind us and they are more into the style that we are that we were before. Before we were on labels that were more extreme. And we were kind of strangers in the middle of the roster of this type. But now we feel we are at home.
Very cool. Now I want to say hey out there to your manager, Jeep. I actually found him over there on the MySpace page. What a great guy. And he hooked me up with you guys. And I was listening to your music and I was just blown away. So I want to say hey out there to him. And I also want to talk a little bit about you, since we're talking to you personally, about what it was like growing up and, you know, how you got influenced into music. You know, does your family have a background in that, or was there a big influence, you know, around you that got you into music?
For me, no, not really. It was the only I'm the only in my family to be in music. The others are not really doing something else. So it came up like that. Because I was with friends at school that were into music, and we decided to form a band and listening to music. We were listening at that time to more punk. We were more into the Sex Pistols.
Oh yeah,
and,
I love them.
Yeah, from this we turned up to Iron Maiden and more melodic metal stuff. We were Final, of course, or AC/DC and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we followed the big monsters that are still there today, like Iron Maiden, for example.
Well, you know, if it wasn't for the internet radio, it would be hard to find out about some of these bands like yourself and stuff across the countries and stuff. Do you listen to a lot of internet radio yourself?
To the internet, you mean?
Yes, the radio stations.
Not really. I'm not really into this generation. I think we have unfortunately to deal with it now. But I'm from the older generation. I'm not. I think that internet has some good things, but it kills also the business. So I was more into. Of course, I will listen to. I will listen to your show, but I'm not. In France, it's not really. It's not really common to. There's some radio on the internet, but it's not. It's not something that people are really into.
Right.
It's growing up, but I think that the U.S. is much more in advance for this. So I prefer sometimes to listen to real radio station on the internet. But what brings the internet radio is that they can listen to it everywhere, and that's the good thing for the band for promotion.
Well, I heard before you came on today, you went to a soccer game today. How did that go?
I don't speak about that because they lose.
They lost?
I have to leave from the stadium before the end of the game because then I will be late for the interview, and they were losing, so I say bye.
Yeah, if they were winning, you wouldn't be here right now, right?
Yeah, it's nothing to talk about.
All right, so how's your MySpace going over there? Are you getting a lot of fans and feedback, good feedback from the fans over there? Now, do you guys directly answer your fans over there? Are you running it, or is somebody in the band running that, or do y'all have another person running that?
What do you mean? Sorry, I didn't catch you.
Oh, your MySpace page. Are you guys answering back to your fans directly, or do you guys have someone running that page over there?
Yeah, when I have, of course, for my personal page, I answer directly. When I have some requests or questions, I deal directly with. I answer to the people to the fans, of course. It's something we have. I think Jeep is the guy who is taking care of the MySpace of the band, and but he's taking care of many things, so he cannot take care of all the personal MySpace of the band members. But basically, we focus. We are all the time, of course, getting new people and speak to getting interviews and requests and stuff on the MySpace or Facebook and all this stuff.
Now, is your website still working over there, the www.nightmare-metal.com? Is that working?
No, this website is going to directly to MySpace because we think the MySpace is more functional for... I think that when you have a website and on MySpace, it's the same stuff.
Yeah. I think you get a lot more networking over there as well. All right, Yves Compion, bass player from the band Nightmare out of France, the French metal band over here. The seventh studio album is Insurrection. Now, how can listeners out there get a hold of the new album?
The best is in U.S. We have a distribution through AFM. It's Candlelight or something, I think. So might be some albums in some stores, but the problem is that the CD is a little dying now. So if you want to order from some albums from directly, the best, because we don't have the is to go to the AFM. It's AFM's website, the label in Germany, www.afm/records.de. And that you have everything. You go in the shop and you can, of course, buy the album.
All right, very cool. Well, thanks so much, Eve, for coming on the show. Just hold on 1 second, and I'm going to play another tune by you guys, all right?
Thank you. Okay.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. Hope you guys enjoyed the interview with Eve Compion, bass player from the band, once again, from Nightmare, incredible band. We just played one of their singles out that's Eternal Winter, or fixing to play Legions of the Rising Sun. Now, you can go over to their MySpace page and check them out, find out their local shows that are going on right now. It's over at myspace.com/nightmareofficial. You can also be sure to be a part, if you're in Germany, for the Wacken 2010. It's August 5th through the 7th. Festival that's going to be going on, and I hope you guys are going to be a part of that as well. So let us know what you think about the band. Thank him so much, E, for coming on the show. We really appreciate having him, and we're going to kick it with some more Nightmare. Check it out. This is Legions of the Rising Sun.